Morning, Rabbi Sai. Our daily halacha limud is as a schus refuah, should be a schus refuah for Yosef Dov Ben Chayla, B'Sasha Chayl Yisrael, Yishtav Refuah Shlema B'Korov. So we were learning Hilchos Yom Tov, and we started discussing cigarettes, of a smoking on Yom Tov. It's not Nugei Lamaisa to many people at the moment, because there are many people who don't smoke. But nevertheless, we're learning the halachas, we're learning the basic halachas, from which you can learn about other things. As I said, we're speaking about Dovel Hashov Elachol Nefesh, something which is a generally accepted enjoyment or pleasure. And there was a comparison straight away as to whether or not it's a standard necessary thing for the average Joe in the street that he has to have a shower every day. Right? In other words, can we be mutter to have a shower on Yom Tov? That comes into the same question of Dova Hashova Lechol Nefesh, something which is a generally accepted, typical, normal thing. So, interesting that you remember when we were learning about the Be'ah, about the egg, Beitza Shanel de Yom Tov, that we said, Simon Tovkuf Yud Gimel, yeah, Simon Tovkuf Yud Gimel was take your egg. Yeah, Tovkuf Yud Gimel. So you'd remember that the Beitza was in Siman Tovkuf. This one is Siman Tovkuf Yud Aleph. Toki means you shall be sick. Yeah, so therefore, maybe it's the appropriate place to be speaking about the cigarettes. So he says as follows. So he says, Da, this is the Oruch HaShulchan Siman Tovkuf Yud Aleph, Seif Yud Aleph. He says, Da, and as I said yesterday, we're not speaking about rolling a cigarette and creating a cigarette from a paper and stuffing it with tobacco, because that would be other malochas of making a keli, of makav patish, yeah, etc. Those are different shilas. We're talking about a ready-made cigarette, a ready-made cigar, or you're smoking a pipe, you want to put the tobacco in the pipe and then light it. And we're not talking about lighting a fire for it. We've got an existing flame, we want to take a flame from an existing flame. None of the other shilas. It's purely a question of whether or not setting fire to tobacco on Yom Tov is considered oichal nefesh. Oichal nefesh being a bodily pleasure, if you like, which is. So you've got, first of all, you've got the shitta of the Rambam. The Rambam says that there are some who say that oichal nefesh means food. And once you're allowed to cook for food, then you're allowed to do melochas for other things as well. The rule of mitoich. And that's true, and that's one way of looking at it. The Rambam looks at it differently. The Rambam says that when the Torah told me, oichel nefesh, anything which gives pleasure to my soul is included. It doesn't have to be eating and drinking. It's not oichel. Oichel nefesh means bodily consumption. Anything that I enjoy, anything that I want to do, that I want to do that will give me personal pleasure, that will be called oichal nefesh and will be bichlal oichal nefesh. Others learn no, oichal nefesh only means food, but mitoch shutra l'tzorech u'tzoshnam l'tzorech, once I'm matter this melacha for food, I'll be matter the melacha for other things as well. So now we get into this, the cigarettes. So he says there are some who wanted to say, le'esor hashonas ha-tabak b'yontzev, because it's not shove l'chol nefesh. Not everybody enjoys the smoke. He says, "V'robu acholkim v'yitiru lehedya," and there are many who argued with that and said that smoking on Yom Tov is 100% permitted. He says, and he says that v'chein ishna tabak lehorogilim boy. He says smoking for those who are used to smoking, regular smokers, havi librius haguf. He says that is healthy for them. Now this is the quoting, as I said, it's the quoting, the Oruch HaShulchan quoting of Pnei Yoshua, and the Pnei Yoshua died in 1756. So we're looking at 250 years ago, when the attitude to cigarette smoking, or smoking bichlal, was very different. Yeah, that he says it's a healthy thing. He says the fact that he enjoys it, that should make things also on Yom Tov faket. It should be mutter on Yom Tov in order to do something which gives you pleasure and which is healthy for the body. It relaxes the person, it puts him in a good mood. And then he says as follows. He says, V'yesh mi shekosav, shehoyomenea atzom ila ashen. That there was one of the poskim who wrote that although he would smoke during the week on a regular day, obviously he would smoke on a weekday, he wouldn't smoke on a Shabbos, but on, he stopped himself from smoking on Yom Tov. He was machmir not to smoke on Yom Tov. Ve'omer le'chosid echot, and a chosid said to him, shelo yofa oisa. He's doing the wrong thing. He's denying himself simchas Yom Tov. If he's a regular smoker, a smoker gives him pleasure, and smoking is something that he enjoys, then let adarabba, he should be smoking on Yom Tov in order that he can have the pleasure of smoking on Yom Tov. He says, other people say no. He says, other people say the smoking is not dovah ashova l'chol nefesh. He writes, avla tabak, some people say, ikroi la'anoshim gasim, that smoking is for common people. Yeah, ki yoshvei kforim, like those who live in the villages, shema'abim la'ashem, who smoke a lot. Civilized, cultured people can't even stand the smell. So he said, so you get the common people are the ones who smoke, and it's the civilized people who can't even stand the smoke. So for somebody who can't stand the smoke, it's not speaking. Oh, you see, I didn't realize, sorry.
When I stand to it, means it's here.
What?
When I stand to it, means it's here.
Ah, I didn't realize, sorry. Okay, Bleader, we'll conclude our discussion on smoking tomorrow, Bleader. Smoking on Yom Tov, but as I said, it's no good to other things as well. All bodily pleasures apart from eating, whether they're mutter or not.
Started editor away in Northwest London, Thursday, base 7th, 29th of May, 46th day of the Omer, Daya Menachem Geli Shlita in Yone Geirus. This week's Torah is sponsored by Simchas Hanasum of Yossi Lennon, Mary Orr, and Esther Rizentosh and Tichia. Tasta takes place in Mitzvah Shem on Yud Gimel 7. Ye Rotson Shimon Bias Temple of Yisrael Hashem Veli Selov Eskos Hashem VeAchayelim Amilchamo Sheyachsu Levatzem LeSholem Bim Heiro.
Bereshus Mayra Abaisai. It's recorded, so we won't give hakdomas and say other inyonim. So today, I'd like to give a shiur on inyoni geirus. Everyone thinks in Yoni Geiros, that's obviously to do with Rus, because David HaMelech came from Rus, and that itself is a question. Why was Rus Zoyche that David HaMelech and the rest of Klal Yisrael and Mashiach ben David, was it going to come from Rus? But there's a different question. The why was the Rebbein Shalom Misavev that the Malchus of David HaMelech had to come from Rus? There are two different questions. Why was Rus Zoyche? But the other question is, why did the Malchus, the old Yiddish Malchus, have to be emanate from Rus? Some Sforim say, fascinating answer, that Malchus demands a certain middah of Azus, a certain middah of, if you want, strength, but I don't use the word chutzpah, but a certain assertiveness. It's Malchus. And Ken Zayin within Yiddishkeit, with all the middas that were taught, etc., we don't have that, and therefore that middah have to be imported. This comes from a great Rebbe, and etc. Others don't like the idea that as if anything in Yiddishkeit we've got to import from outside, but that be it as it may. But more Rabbi Sai, I think there's a much stronger connection between the Inyoni Geirus and Matan Torah, and that is that all the halachas of the process and the very essence of what Geirus is all learned from Matan Torah, and we'll learn about that shortly. Which means, how does one become a Geir? What is the process? So, for both Zechorim and the Kevois, there's Tevila. For Zechorim, there's Mila. Then one's got to bring a korban, and every geir has got to bring a korban. The Rambam writes, they should write it in their notebook, the Cheshibonah B'Samigdosh, they've got to go and bring a korban. And the tamtzis, what's the very essence, the crux, the nub of geirus? And that is Kabbalah's mitzvahs, that's Naseh V'Nishma, which means that just as the whole of Klal Yisrael said Naseh V'Nishma at the foot of Har Sinai, and only by that they became Yidden, and where Klal Yisrael would have said, Ribbono Shel Olam, amazing mitzvah, 613, which runs into thousands of subsidiary mitzvahs, and mitzvahs to Rabbonon and Loisosum. Ribbono Shel Olam, one's a little hard for me, let's pass on one. You know, 612 is still a good amount, we're doing pretty well with 612. Then the Gemara in Bechoros tells us it's not a Geirus. It's Apostle Geirus. And we know at Mahasinai, this is what some nations try to do. This is Arish Bochu, the beautiful mitzvahs, but leave one or two out, and etc. One should know, that's my Torah. It's take it or leave it. It's the whole thing. It's the Shlemus. So it comes out of the whole Inyan of Geirus, and we'll see about that shortly, is learned from Matan Torah. Is Matan Torah, the Nase V'Nishma, that we as a nation did at the foot of HaSinai those thousands of years ago. So any Geir in Tofshin Peyei who wants to join Klal Yisrael, wants to join the destiny, wants to join the history, wants to join the Am of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they can do that. Same terms and conditions apply. Mila, Tvila, Korban, and Kabbalah's Mitzvahs. So the connection between Geirus and Shavuos and Matan Torah goes way beyond the Inyan of Rus, but perhaps we'll speak about those Inyanim one by one, and perhaps a couple of things like Halacha, but I don't want to be over ambitious, because I know there's a program over here. So my rabbi said, first, allow me to say a few chazalim about Geirim altogether, because I feel, and sometimes in the Havisha community, it's often also misunderstood, and people quote a chazal, and they forget the other chazal, and they forget the taitshim the chazal is, and chasoshon, it can be pejorative. We all know that after the sageris 36 times in the Torah, once the gerim. But the whole concept, and we all know, that no one stands in Hyde Park Corner proselytizing. We don't do that. Oh ye, all come in, and etc. We don't do that. But at the same time, how desirous is it for Klal Yisrael to have Geirim? Is it something that we just shrug our shoulders and say, yeah, be say that if you want, or say it? Or is it more than that? So let me just read for you a few Mamori Chazal, and we'll take it from there. So the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Pei Zayin on Beis Vamer Rabbi Lozer Lo Higla Hakadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Leveino Umois Ela Kadeshi Tois Valeim Geirim. The only reason why we're here in Golos, and you find Yidden, there is no other nation in the world that you could think of whose subjects are spread over the whole world. Wherever you go in the world, Sador Yidden. Yeah, not necessarily village on holiday, you'll find a minyan, but wherever you go, countries, it's absolutely amazing they're Yidden. Why are they Yidden everywhere? So, Meir, Bein Shapot Yidden, gold is green, we understand that. So, in Yerushalayim, and New York, and etc., Lakewood, etc., everywhere, in Japan, everywhere, the Geirim. Says Rabbi Lozo, Kadeshi Toysfa Alein Geirim. So that Goyim should be able to see the Gilui Shechina as represented by Yidden. Moreover, the Gemara in Brochus, I think the Gemara says that how stupid are the people of a certain village, that they used to have a Fabreng twice a year. They used to go to the Rebbe, and all the Yidden used to come, and Goyim saw them, and we never saw a single Ger from there. The Gemara says, how can that be? Come a tipshoy, they're silly people, etc. So the idea that Yidden, by being an oirim, by shining through with their Torah and with their Shechina, that would naturally attract Goyim. That's desirous, like the Shvor who put us there in order that we should have Goyim. That's one Chazal. I'm saying of a Chazal. Chazal give Misholim on it. There's a Medrash in Rus. The Medrash says, Vateraki misametzes ilo leches ito. When Rus wanted to go with Normi and she insisted and she was strong about it, so Normi stopped trying to deter her. And they both went together. And the Gemara says, Omer the Medrash, Omer Medrash Rabbah, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Simon, Boyure Kamo, Chavivim Hagir Mefech Rishvorchu, Shekivin Shemitno. Rus and Daito is Gaia, Hishva Oysa Akosov the Normi, Vetelachno Shneim. Doesn't say Yachto, but they both went together. Kilo they're equal. So Kama Chavirim Agev Nechadish Baruch. There's another Gemara. The Gemara says, Ro Acharo Tovoi Lemekable Geirim. It's a very frightening Gemara. The Gemara says the people of Mekable Geirim, Tikal Yisrael, it doesn't bode well for them. It's not good for them. Just like a nega, gerim are not good. So the question is, what does that mean? So Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Ayin on the base, Tosfos says what it means. That Gemara, by the way, is Gemara in Yevamos Kuftes on the base. It's a Gemara in Tosfos in Kiddushin Ayin on the base. It's all spread around Shas. Why can Geirim be difficult, Kaiser? Lefisha Einam Bekiim B'Mitzvos Umavim Peronius. Because if they're not good, and I later on want to reconcile all of Amori Chazal, because if these Gerim are not good Gerim, and they don't really, they're not Shema Torah mitzvahs, they mix with Yidden will learn for them, so that's obviously not good. There's another Pshat Toshis rejects. V'yesh Mefarshim, do you know why? We have to be very careful with Gerim, because the Torah warns us in 24 places not to treat them nicely, and if we fall short of that, you mustn't be mitzara them afilu, etc. So b'meila, it's very onerous. It's onerous for us when there's gerim. We've got to go out of our way to be nice. Then Tosfos brings another pshat that sometimes other rabbi, it's a kitrug for Klal Yisrael, because sometimes we have gerim who are so good and so medaklik with mitzvahs and learning Torah, etc. And then Chas Hashem, the Rebbeinu shouldn't turn around. Look at this person who only came to it later on in life, and look how medaklik he is. And Chas Hashem, us Yidden are not as careful as we ought to be. So then there's a Tosfos in Yevamos Kuftes on the base which says another pshat, who says no. The only time when the Gemara mentions that it's not such a good thing, it's when Masiyan Oisom lehisgayer, when we persuade them to be Mugayer, we say, you know, we think you could do, you'd be good for us, you'd join our ranks. And that's proselytizing. That's what is written that we shouldn't do. Oi Shemekablin Oisom Miyad. Could be it comes of the person's, the convert's own volition. He wants it, but we're quick to jump. Yeah, it's Gavalti, Kaswin Shul, the Mamaj Yad Kavona, we sing Shema, etc. Come, mikvah, and etc., make him a yid. Says Tosfos, that does toiknisht. That's something we ought not to do. So says Tosfos, I'll prove it to you. You can't take it literally that ra, achara, tomil the mekavli geirim, because we know that the Chazal tell us that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yankov were punished. They didn't accept Timna. And Timna applied for conversion, and she opened the file, and they rejected her. And it says later on, Tzoros came to Klal Yisrael later on, she married Eliphaz because she wanted to join at least a connection with Klal Yisrael, and etc. And all the Tzoros that came from there. We would have to analyze that Chazal on its own, because were Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov right? Well, obviously they were correct. And if they were correct, so why did they get punished for it? So the Baalei Mussar say, yeah, because rejection is never good. You reject, then chas v'shalom there can be repercussions. It's a halacha in Beinu l'chaveri. But nonetheless, al kaponim, you see, it's a good thing. Then the Gemara brings, then Tosfos brings a Gemara in Shabbos daf lamed aleph amud aleph, that someone said to Hillel, be megaya me, but only on condition, I want to be megaya, but only on condition I can be a kohen gadol. The question is, so why should that be a kosher geirus? And that leads us on to something else. That leads us on to what motive for being megayah is acceptable al pi halacha. Does motive count? There are certain things in geirus which are possible. And the question is, does motive come into the equation that the person is megayah? Let me suggest to you a mahalach, because they want to marry a yid or a yidina. Now, we'll all be familiar with our interaction in social life that this happens. This happens the whole time, that people are megayah. Let's say a yid who's unfortunately possibly civilly married to a non-Jewish person, to a non-Jewish woman already for years, and etc. And then Schaptam Hiru Tshuva, and etc. But what should he do? He's stuck in it. He may even have children, etc. And then she wants to be Megaya. If she is only being Megaya because she wants to marry him and regularize the family, it all looks nice, and etc. That is a Mishnah that is called Lashum Ishus. Lashum Malachim, Lashum Shulchan Malachim, or any other ulterior motive that a person should have, the halacha is that according to Reb Nechemiah, if a Bezdin was Megayah them, it's Apostle Geirus. We don't paskin like that. We paskin halacha kulam geirim hei. We paskin is a kosher geirus, but nonetheless, there's halacha midrabbanon, Chazal teach us, that ain Bezdin nizkokin lahem. It's not an issa on them, it's an issa on the Bezdin. Bezdin ought not to be metapel. If they're only doing this because they want to, you know, they've got ulterior motives, so to speak, Bezdin ought not to be metapel. So we still owe an answer to you today, why, as mentioned, this does happen, and people are Megaya, and how can there be sort of a mitigation, or how is one able to understand this? And not only it should be b'dievet kosher, but it should be the correct way lechatchila al pi halacha. That's a question that I want to pose today and to give you an answer to. Okay. So, first of all, perhaps possibly I'd like to go over first to say what comprises a geirus, what is the essence of a geirus, and again the connection to Har Sinai. So I'm going to read you out from the Rambam in Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perek Yud Gimel. Bishloisha Dvorim Nichnasu Yisrael Libris. Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael with three things, Vamila, Otvila, Vakorban. Where was Bris Mila? Bris Mila was in Mitzrayim. B'chol Orel Lo Yoichal Boy. Moshe Rabbeinu mauled everybody except for Shevet Levi of Rizcho Yinsoru. They were gemalt. Where was Tvila? Where did they have a Tvila? Tvila Oysa B'midba Koidem Matam Torah. And obviously the Tvila's got to be before the person becomes a Geir. La'alocha L'maisa, the bracha on the Tvila is only said after he becomes a gay, because before he becomes a gay, he can't make a bracha, he's not yet a yid. And as a result, all other brachas on tefillah, which means normally brachas are done over la siyosom. So an isha who is toiveles would normally make the bracha beforehand, but also makes a bracha only afterwards, a loy plug to geir. And a geir can only make it afterwards because he isn't yet a yid to go make a bracha. Okay. So tefillah was in the midbar koidem matan Torah. Korbonos, how do we know how to bring a korban? Because the psukim say, "Vayishlech esnare bnei Yisrael vayalu oilos alidei kol Yisrael hikrivum." So, what were these korbonos they brought? They were bought on behalf of the whole Klal Yisrael. So, all of the Klal Yisrael need the korban. This is talking about Matan Torah. Yeah, sorry.
So, where exactly was the tefila in the middle?
What was the problem? Where's the water? No, they had. This question you get asked 100 times. Melechas Mishkan, we learn from what happens in Melechas Shabbos, we learn from the Mishkan. And Minchas Chinuch always asks the question, what do you mean, how did they have these things, and how were they Zireya? Where the Zireya, and the answer is, there was Derech Nes, they did have all the facilities, they had Beir Shav Miriam, they had, of course they had water. In any case, they needed tevilas, never mind for this, for the 40 years in the Midbar, they needed tevilas for themselves. Okay, this is Matan Torah. Here comes the punchline. V'chein ledoyrois. K'she yirtzo ha'akum likonis lebris u'listoifef tachas kamfe ashchino. So Rambam, let's be medayek. Let's see how the Rambam puts it. We're talking about ledoyrois. We're talking about 2025. Tomorrow. V'chein ledoyrois. K'she yirtzo ha'akum likonis lebris. A goy wants to be megayer. U'listoifef tachas kamfe ashchino. Ve'yekabel olav oil toira, tzorich, mila, utvila, v'harzois korban. Vim the kevo, he tvila, v'korban. Shenema kochem kageir, ma'atem v'mila, just like you, Klal Yisrael, became yidden through mila, tvila, tzois korban, afageil adoirais, v'mila, utvila, v'harzois korban. So, here the Rambam is saying the fish. But if you're medayik the Loshna Rambam, he seems to split what the essence of conversion is and what the process is. So I'm going to say just some words again. When he wants to be megaya ve'yekabel olav oil toira, then what's the process? Sorich mila utvila b'atzoas korban. So we know mila utvila b'atzoas korban, that's the process. But what's the nub of it? What's the crux of it? V'yekabel olav oil toirah. So we mele, what the Rambam's teaching us over here, the Poskim and Medayik from the Rambam and other Rishonim as well, that the Yisoid HaYisoidus has got to be Kabbalah's mitzvahs. That means a Kabbalah's mitzvahs, and Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the Gemara says, Mechoris Lamadom Abbas, if a geir is to say that I'm a Kabbal, all the mitzvahs, chutz midovo echad, ain't no geir. Yeah, Rav Moshe Feinstein's got a tshuva. Is ain't a game midaraisa or midarabon, and he proves it's ain't a game in Torah. It's a possible geiras chutz midova echad. So Mimela, again, what we're saying, Rabbi Isai, is the Kabbalah's mitzvahs is the essence of the geiras. I'm a kabbal to fear zechvia yid, a Torah or mitzvahs. No yid can be mekayim all 630 mitzvahs because we're not all kohenim, we're not all levim, and we're not all anoshim, and we're not all noshim, etc. But it means as a klolos of klal Yisrael that everybody that we all mekabel all the mitzvahs, and likewise a geir has got to do it as well. It's a fascinating shaila in the Igros Moshe from Moshe Feinstein, where we had a woman who was megaya. And Shemaris Torah mitzvah, she married a from person, had children. 10 years later, Liba Nokva. She couldn't come to terms with herself. And she went and she explained that she's got terrible chashoshes. What's the problem? Problem was, when she was going through Geirus, she was in the middle of the end. She had just had a new job. And she was told that in the coming Yontif, like if she doesn't appear for work, she's going to lose her job. So she had in mind, when she went through the Geirus, listen, I'll go there, I'll try not to be Mechalel Yontif in the office, I'll just try and sit still and not do any malachas. Dot, dot, dot. Means to say is, lo yitzui, I'm forced to, no, vozolichto, and etc. That was a kavona. Mimela she tainet, if so, it's chutz l'dovo echad, because when she was become a yid, she wasn't complete because she intended still doing amalacha on yontef, and mimela ibezoyev could be the geirus is possible. So, and I tell you, my boy, say we have this quite often when we've got a geiris, and she wants to marry a kohen. A geiris can't marry a kohen in a Torah. She's psul to marry a kohen. So I say that it's very wrong. It's very wrong of any rav who would be mesadik kedusha and perish the thought, chas v'sholem, etc. But the chayr of the geirus is not a geirus. It's a possible geirus because again, she was megaya al manos. If that was the case, she always had in mind she intended to marry him and etc. Mimela, she was saying chutz l'dava echot. Okay, so it's not so poshut. And the tshuvas have been written about this. It's not so poshut, because if we take the first case, first of all, dvorim shebelev einam dvorim. That's tama principle. If bifnei bezdin at the time she said, "I am a kabbal all mitzvahs without exception, conceptually and practically, and etc." And then later on in one's over, that's poshut that the geirus isn't tarnished. The geirus is a proper geir. That's not the geirus. So even chazal asurish, a person didn't have vera later on. So what happens, says Rav Moshe, he argues, you know, there's few halachas in the Torah. Normally, pikuach nefesh is doicha kula Torah kula. But the three averus, which the halacha is, yarik, person's got to let himself be killed. So he shouldn't be not Yehorik Val Yavar. Other Rabbi Yavar Val Yehorik Val Yavar. If it's, you know, Abu Zara, it's Nosan, and Ratzicha, and etc. What happens if the Geir knows himself, listen, he's going to keep, or he, she's going to keep the whole Torah, etc., without exception. But if they're faced, they have to give their life for that, they're not sure that they're going so far. So that's called chutz l'dovo echad. Chutz l'dovo echad. They're not mekabel it. The answer is no. They're mekabel kol ha-Torah kola. As they said, on dvorim shevelev ein dvorim, she's not even nememes. She's not, because if it's true what she says, first of all, if it's true what she says, and then she's a goya, then she's got no nemonis. So it's a bit of a vicious circle. But even if she's a yidna, she's not nememes to passel her on her husband, and she's married now, and she couldn't marry her husband. So Ramayish got the whole tshuva. Well, But the point over here really is chutzla dover echod means to say is that something that in the Torah that conceptually they don't kilu they don't agree with, to use the word, and etc. They haven't come to terms with. Doesn't mean they're going to be over on. It means to say is they kilu they don't accept one concept of the Torah. That's kfira and that's chutzla dover echod, and that the geirus will be a geirus. If they agree to call out Torah, but vozalichtona, I've got such a yitzhara, I'm not sure if I won't one day be desperate for cigarettes, which I perish the word, etc., 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 etc. Too, they'll be over. That doesn't make it chutzah. The mekabel Shabbos, the mekabel everything, but could be one day. Okay, that's important to say. Going back to the halacha, I told you that. That lekula alma, according to the mechemia, if you've got ulterior motive, then it's apostle geirus. We paskin la locha kulam geirim heim. But how do we see there are some who are megaya, and we all know there's been a Jewish partner involved, and etc. So how can that be? So there's a tshuva from the Achiezer in Chelek Gimel, Simon Chavov. Everybody bases this on that. Where he quotes Rabbi Shlomo of Kluger who quotes Pe'er HaDor HaTshuva of the Rambam, and there what he says is the following. He says that first of all, who says it's l'shem ishus? Because if they're married in any case, they're civilly married, they're going to stay together. So this geirus isn't l'shem ishus. Because they're gonna be married. It's only they want to feel better, whatever it is, and that's not called the shape issues. That's number one. Number two, he says that if they become frum, and as we said, Kabbalah Smitzus Siddiq, if they're not frum, there's no geirus. It's apostle geirus. We had once a case, because it's very hard to prove what was in a person's mind b'shas the geirus. It could be always they intended everything and later on they lapsed a little bit. But how can we know? We had a girl who came from out of town, from a frum shtot in Europe, and who they don't do geirus in this town. And all the rabbonim of the town vouch, this is the most amazing girl, and etc. And she's so okay, we have 14 rabbonim side, please do us a favor. We can't be Megaya, so the Bezdin were Megaya. The problem is, 4 months later, she gave birth. Now, her line was officially she's single and she's not involved in a relationship and there's no yid involved, and etc. Nisgale, it just wasn't true. So we cancelled the Geirus. Can a Bezdin be Mevatl, a Geirus that they did, is a moot point. Is a moot point, and that depends. I need 1.5 hours for that. That depends of the input that the Bezdin have. Do the Bezdin create the Chalois Geirus, or in the presence of the Bezdin, it's the automatic Chalois Geirus? Nafkemina as to whether Bezdin can be mevatel. But one thing we did for sure, we didn't issue a certificate, and without a certificate, one can't go anywhere in the world. So you can say what you want. I was at the Bezdin, but we just don't confirm the Geirus. So she's a bit in no man's land. Not sure I'd sell her my chometz. But if she wants to get married and etc., she couldn't get married. But the main answer, so there's a few turutzim that Achiezer Reb Chaim Moshe Grudzinski Zecher Tzadik Livracha says. But this is the main answer where he says that if they are doing it l'shem shemayim, which means could be the catalyst, the trigger for this giur was l'shem ishus. But ultimately, once they learn and they go to Sem and they pick it up and they see what a Yiddish life is and they couldn't manage without it, what's a litmus test that that's true? The only real litmus test is if the Jewish partner goes out of the equation. I don't like using the expression goes under a bus, not a Yiddish expression, but if Nispar or Chavila, they separate or whatever it is. And she still wants to go on, then that's a raya that it's now become l'shem shemaim. So l'chadchile, it started l'shem ishus, but now it's l'shem shemaim and the mekabel mitzvah, so there you are. So if you've got a kasha, is that clock right? Okay, just one other thing. If you've got a kasha, so how can that be that this happened? Yes, it can be. It took time. doesn't happen in a week, it doesn't happen in a month, it can take a couple of years for that to happen, and they have to live in the Yiddish area and with Yidden, and they love Yadus and Yiddishkeit, then they can become Yidden. So I'll just finish with one thing where Rabbi Isai, Rus and Orpa, were they Yidden when they were married to Elimelech's sons? Were they Yidden or were they not Yidden? It's a Pele, there's a different Chazal. It's a Pele to say Elimelech was a Godel Hador and the children were living with him in Moav, that they married Goyas and they were there 10 years and everything was hunky-dory. Lo yitachen, it cannot be. So then, if that's the case, what happened later on with Rus? Kilo she's only Megaya later on when her husband's died, and then she went on and she wanted to stay with Naomi and Vatidbok and the whole story of the Megillah. So it seems it only happened then. So I saw from the Rogachova says the following. Rogachova says that Avada they were Megaya beforehand, and it was Lashem Ishus. And it's a kosher geirus. The Rambam says, let's see what happens. When it came to the crunch and Machlon died, what did Rus do? She went and she reaffirmed her lechat chiladik geirus. She became a kosher geirus, not now, lemafreya. And that's why one was machle and one was chilion. Machle is a machle, it was something ill, unwell, but it could be a tikkun. Chilion means to say is kolo, chalas. Chilion, Orpa didn't want Yisrael and Raglach v'lechatchila. She didn't really want, and etc. It was only the shame issues. Because it wasn't conversion. Because what did Naomi say to both of them? Shoivna benoisai, go back. What do you mean, go back? Go back to your goyishkeit. How can you say that? But if they were Megai, they were Yidden. You can't go back. The answer is no. She was testing them. They had a geirus lechatchila. And the Rambam said, Ad Shei Yisborer, and that's exactly what happened. Rus was now Mavariah that the Geirus of the Tchadchila always a Geirus. Mashekin Orpa was Mavariah, it wasn't, and therefore one became a Yid and one didn't become a Yid. So I wanted to tell you a few halachas about inviting Geirum for Yontav Halacha Lamaisa, but we'll have to keep that for a Chelek base. Shkeich, my Rabbi.
Today for I'm going to go for Yontem. We invite trainees. Yeah, Yalta. Well, that's why we have a discussion. I don't know how long it's been about inviting Yalta. What?
If you like that other people together, you're not.
No, you can't. It's very interesting. I never even occurred to me that it should be also to cook for a goy the same thing on Solomon. Yes. Oh, by the way, these are still on, I think.